Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Thank you. Love you guys.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate your humor.
Hot Radio Maine.
You guys have an awesome radio show.
Maine's hit music show.
News Pro Joe in here on a Friday.
So let's go.
It's a feel-good Friday. What are you feeling good about?
I'm feeling good because this weekend I'm going to go see the new Scream movie.
Ooh.
And I've heard it's actually really good. I've seen some movie critics pop up on my timeline and say, like, regardless if you like the franchise or not, like, this is a good movie. So hopefully it doesn't let me down. I definitely need to go back and watch the original one first, like, refresh my memory.
Well, you got to watch what? There's three of them at this point, right?
I'm just going to watch one.
Four. There's four.
I don't know. I don't think they're going to pick back up.
Because there was a reboot.
I don't think they're going to pick back up and it's going to be like, all right, this is the fifth, like, based off the fourth. I think it's going to be what, like, Halloween did when they made
I don't think it's like the original. I think it picks up.
Maybe I need to do my research. If anyone's seen it and knows that I need to watch 3, 4, or 5, tell me and I'll do that.
Is Courtney Cox in it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think.
Is she in the second one?
She's in all of them.
Huh? Well, what the heck? I guess I have to do my homework then. So I'll watch.
You got four movies to watch.
I'll watch all the Scream movies and then I'll go see the new one. Really excited though. The first one though is so good.
Yeah, first one's iconic.
It is so like good. Truly iconic.
And I was, when I watched that for the first time when I was in like high school, I was bamboozled by the twist. I was like, oh my God. I thought it was an amazing movie. I loved it.
You know what's creepy is I went to see the second one in theaters and I remember going to the theater and people were dressed up with the Scream mask on.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a scene in the movie that kind of like emulates that where,
oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
Where they're like in the theater and people are wearing Scream masks and somebody gets stabbed and killed in the theater and everyone thinks it's just part of like the fanfare of the movie release, but it was actually a real murder. I'm like, this is kind of creepy sitting here with other people that are wearing masks while we're watching this play out on screen. Like, this could go down.
I hope no one's doing that in the theater that I'm in, not to make your
Feel Good Friday scary, but.
Well, you know, every time I walk into a movie theater, thoughts like that cross my head anyways, so that's just the way we live.
I get more creeped out when there's like me and one other person in the theater. That's kind of how it was when I went and saw the Ghostbusters new movie. It was like me and two other people in there.
Why? I feel the
did
most
you go
safe.
Solo?
I feel the most safe when it's that.
Solo movie?
Solo movie.
Love that.
Lana was getting a haircut and I had to kill some time, so I popped over to the movie theater and watched it.
Takes a lot of confidence, I think. Solo movie. Like solo out to eat, I'd feel weird. I just need somebody with me.
No, solo out to eat's fine if you sit at the bar, I think. If you're sitting
at
a table and it's not fast food, I don't know.
You're sitting at a table, you light a candle, and you put out one flower by
yourself. You're at like Via Vecchia and you're like, just table for one.
I'm waiting on my second.
Feel Good Friday, Joe. What are you feeling good about?
I'm feeling good about the fact that you're going to come ice fishing tomorrow, right? Are you going
to
agree to that? Or
it's going to be 1 degree.
No, I'm going tomorrow. Yeah, but it's not going to be windy. So like last weekend, it was like 0 degrees, but windy. And when you're ice fishing, like the wind is the very worst thing. Like wind ruins everything. It can be, I'm telling you, if it's sunny out, it can be 0 degrees. And if there's no wind, it's a pretty enjoyable time. You got the pop-up tent. You got the propane going. You're nice and warm in there.
It's wind chill that gets down to like negative 30 degrees.
I would rather a 0 degree day in the sun with no wind than a 30 degree day with 20 mile an hour wind, if that makes any sense at all.
So it does.
Your Feel Good Friday is
I'm going ice fishing. All right. So how about that? I'm going ice fishing tomorrow. Ryan's talked a big game for the last couple months. He's going to come ice fishing with us tomorrow. He has the opportunity to do it.
Here's the thing. I need a runway to mentally prepare to do that. And my Feel Good Friday is the fact that I got nothing going on tomorrow morning and that I'm going to be able to sleep in. So that contradicts your Feel Good Friday.
Oh, wow.
So
well, I'll send some pics.
Send some pics and then, you know, maybe like a week and a half notice so I can mentally prepare and I'm there.
All right. All right.
You sprung this on me last night and I was like, ooh, at that point, I've already mentally prepared to sleep in on Saturday.
Next week. Oh, I've got to save this Feel Good Friday because it will be my Feel Good Friday next week. So I can't tell you what I'm doing next week, but next weekend, but the weekend after, just plan it now. You're going ice fishing.
Okay.
So just book it. Mentally book it right now. Booked.
There it is.
You should charge him. You should charge him a fee, like a cancellation fee. And then
cancellation fee? I never opted in.
True.
How am I going to get a cancellation fee if I didn't?
In 2 weeks. You're not getting a fee for this one. No. I agree. We're going to waive the fee this week. You won't be charged.
Yeah, you're getting a
really
good deal.
But if you cancel in a couple of weeks, you're going to be in trouble.
Hot Radio Maine.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
You know I'm on my Sex in the City wave right now.
I literally saw this and I was like, oh boy.
I'm on my Sex in the City wave right now. It was because the reboot, what is it called? And Just Like That just popped up and Maura was watching. So I'm like, I'm going to go back and get some context and rewatch or watch. I have only seen a few episodes here or there.
You want me to blow your mind right now? So last night, Ryan and I, we went to dinner and we were talking Sex in the City. I've never seen an episode in my entire life.
What, freak?
Ever. Until I got home last night. And my wife and I, we watched two episodes of Sex in the City
last night.
Season one, the first two episodes.
Amazing.
My wife is a huge Sex in the City fan.
Oh,
huge.
Good. Okay.
And so I was like, let's watch it. I was like, Ryan's watching it. Like, give us something to talk about. Watch it. And she was like, I have the DVDs. I have every DVD. And I was like,
she got really excited.
Yeah. She's like,
you together.
I have every DVD. I was like, bud, we've got HBO like on the television. We don't have to.
You don't have to put anything in
a DVD. She's like, you don't understand. When I got this DVD box set and I had every episode, it was a big deal in my group.
Now you're making me want to watch it again.
Well, let's do it together as a club and we talk about it on Fridays.
Oh my God, we should.
Yeah, you guys got to catch up. I'm on season four right now. In a recent interview, Cynthia Nixon confirmed a scene that involved Chris North has been cut from the series. There had been rumors that Chris was going to reappear in a dream sequence. She said, I think we were very lucky that those changes were able to be made. And I think we are very proud of our show. As you know, he was killed off in the first episode of the new
Blew it for me, so I mean now.
Yeah, so he dies.
I mean, after you're done watching Sex in the City, you're gonna be scratching your head at some of the choices Carrie makes anyways, so I don't think you'll be devastated.
Got it. Okay. I the thing that surprised me the most is just like being thrown back to 1998. Because the show starts in 98.
And there's so much smoking.
The cell phones. That was literally something my wife said last night. Yeah. She was like, everybody's just smoking. Everybody's smoking everywhere.
The episode that I just watched, Carrie was just starting to use email. And she was like, I don't know about this whole email thing.
Some guy in the first episode is like a website designer. And there's a website in the background. It's like the Mad Magazine website. And it looks so janky.
It's great, though. I love it. I don't understand the big deal about this Chris North guy.
Isn't it Noth? It says Noth right here. You keep calling him North.
I don't know. I feel like they just spelled his name wrong, but I know it's Noth. I feel like his name's been spelled wrong.
No, it's Noth.
It's Noth.
Mr. Big. Right. I don't understand why she keeps going back to Mr. Big. Aiden seems like just such a better guy.
Oh my God, you met Aiden?
Have I met Aiden, but obviously she cheats on Aiden. And then Aiden gets a haircut and he looks even more like a fox.
Wow. I can't wait to...
I don't know how I feel about you using the word fox to
I'm just saying,
someone.
I'm comfortable in my sexuality.
That is my last name.
Aiden,
and it's trademarked. Thank
Aiden
you.
Looks way better with the haircut than with the long hair.
Aiden looks hot no matter what.
Quick takeaway from episode one. They describe Mr. Big as the next Donald Trump. He's the next Donald Trump. That's what they say about
him.
In
the 90s, it was like a big deal.
Yeah.
Well, he's canceled right now for sexual misconduct. So that's why they removed him from the final episode.
Well, I saw him over the weekend in Queen Latifah's show, The Equalizer. So I guess too many people aren't watching that to get him kicked off that yet.
Was it a current episode?
I think.
Are you watching?
It was after
Are you watching
game.
This show?
It was after the football game that I saw the ref squeezing in between, shimmying between two players.
Yeah. She's like, can they do that?
Can they
like,
touch the
He's trying
the
to
players?
Set the ball.
Are we just going to just Sex
like
in the City talk
like
this one all the way through?
Pushing past to get to the bathroom at the bar.
Martha Stewart was on Ellen when she revealed not only did she date actor Sir Anthony Hopkins in the 90s, but the reason they broke up, and guess what? It had something to do with Maine.
What?
I dated Sir Anthony Hopkins, but broke up with him because I couldn't stop thinking of him as Hannibal Lecter. I have a big, scary house in Maine that's way by itself on 100 acres in the forest, and I couldn't even imagine taking Anthony Hopkins there.
She broke up with him. She was envisioning Sir Anthony Hopkins murdering her in Maine.
Wow.
Call him BS.
No, Martha Stewart.
You don't think that's real?
I don't know if this is true.
She got the ick.
She got the ick.
Wow. Everyone gets the ick once in their life.
Legendary duo and best friends forever, Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart, are returning this year to host the Puppy Bowl along with Elmo. They're pulling double duty. They're going to be host and coaches. The rapper's going to coach Team Fluff while Stewart will be in charge of Team Ruff. By the way, Emily a rescue dog from Maine is going to be on Snoop's team, Team Fluff. So we're rooting for Team Fluff. The 2022 Puppy Bowl takes place at 2 p.m. February 13th. Super Bowl 56 takes place the same day at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California. And Snoop Dogg not only is going to be part of the Puppy Bowl, but we all know he's going to be part of the halftime show alongside Dr. Dre, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, Kendrick Lamar. They just dropped like an epic trailer for this halftime show. You can watch it on HotRadioMaine.com. Very excited for that.
I don't know about that production right there. You went from Martha Stewart getting skinned alive in the woods of Maine to Martha Stewart is hosting the Puppy Bowl.
To a puppy from Maine is on Snoop Dogg's team.
I mean, it really just, it really
don't
took me on a ride
here
there.
And disrespect his segue like that.
I think it flowed perfectly. Martha Stewart about Maine, then Martha Stewart hosts Puppy Bowl. There's a Maine dog in the Puppy Bowl. Snoop Dogg is coaching that dog, and Snoop Dogg is doing the halftime show.
It's too
good. And they just dropped the trailer for the halftime show. It all ties in. Meticulously. That's the prep work we do over here.
Preparatory.
I don't know how they're going to fit all the hits into the allotted time.
Not all of the hits, right? Yeah. I mean, something's got to slip through the cracks. And I wonder what it's going to be, because you'll be talking about it the next day,
you're
right?
You're like, oh, I wish they put
Monday
this
morning,
on.
You're going to be in here like, this is the one I wanted and I did not get. Which one are you looking forward to most?
Every time I'm in the street, I hear, yeah, 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 yeah.
Man down.
MGK went all the way out to make the most unique engagement ring for Megan Fox. We talked a little bit about it during the proposal where he was wearing his Foot Locker uniform. Kelly admitted to Vogue that it's supposed to hurt if Megan tries to take it off. The bands are actually thorns, so if she tries to take it off, it hurts. He added, love is pain.
He's getting a lot of crap for that.
I'm kind of obsessed with that. I like it. I like an obsessive, crazy man.
See, there are a lot of women who don't like that for a lot of really good reasons.
I mean, I've been through it all. I've dated every kind of guy there is. And at the end of the day, I need someone to be fully devoted and obsessed with me. So if Tucker did this for me, I'd be like, aww, he never wants me to take it off.
Baby, even gonna make me rip my finger off.
He wants us to be together forever.
What happens when you're like doing, like going to the gym or you're doing something with your hands, like washing the dishes or...
Well, love is pain, buddy.
I feel like it was just like a statement that he didn't expect to get picked up. Like, I'm sure like there's like little thorns on it, but I'm sure you could take the ring off and it really doesn't kill you.
Squid Game has been given the green light for season 2. I haven't watched it. Tara hasn't
watched
it.
News. We didn't have that in the last hour.
Have you...
I have not Squid Gamed.
You have not Squid Gamed?
What's weird, like my wife and I started the very first episode of it before it was popular. Nobody knew what it was.
Disclaimer.
And, well...
Cool guy.
Well, here it is. Maybe this worked against us because we hated the first 10 minutes and we turned it off and we've never gone back to it.
So Netflix co-CEO and chief content officer Ted Sarandos confirmed the news during the streaming company's fourth quarter earnings interview. The Squid Game universe has just begun, he said, confirming season 2. And I guess the main actor is going to be back for season 2 as well. It's being reported that Anna Kendrick and Bill Hader have been in a relationship for over a year.
Oh my God. Do you think she's brought him to Maine?
She was in Maine recently. We remember because she was tweeting about the
the former Friendlies that's now a Duncan.
Yeah, she was tweeting about that. So maybe they were both in Maine together.
Oh
maybe
my God.
Maybe Bill was
he's hot
around town.
Imagine if I would be a big deal. If I ran into Anna Kendrick, I wouldn't care. But like, but Bill Hader is like to me
his
like
daddy.
He is just like this unbelievable comic. Like I'm a big SNL guy, and
he's one of my favorites from SNL.
He's just really. I mean, not that I wouldn't be like, oh, that's cool. It's Anna Kendrick. Like, I like Anna Kendrick.
I like all the stuff she's in.
Cool, but I like your boyfriend.
But
better.
Like, I definitely fanboy over Bill Hader because of.
I liked his performance.
Stefan. Come on.
Stefan. Is that when he's like the hottest club in?
Is the hottest club in the old port is Seagulls.
I can do a hold right now. he's great. He was also good in the flick with LeBron James. I know it wasn't him in LeBron James movie. It was him and Amy Schumer. But I think that I used to really hate LeBron James. And then I watched that movie. I'm like, you know what? I've loosened my stance on LeBron James.
When I was younger,
I thought he was good in it.
I thought that Bill Hader was so hot on SNL. And he was the kind of hot that like I didn't tell my friends about. Because at our age, like Zac Efron and Chad Michael Murray were the epitome of hot. And I was like, what's wrong with me? I think this man's hot. But now he's the kind of guy, it's cool to think he's hot.
So they met years ago when she hosted SNL and they did a movie together. They did not.
Everyone's always falling in love on SNL.
They did not get together until after their 2019 movie, Noelle, which was basically like kind of like an elf movie.
Was it good?
It was all right. It was fun. It's a fun Christmas story.
It's cheesy.
Yeah. It was easy for the couple to keep the relationship quiet because they're both private people and the pandemic also helped out. Congratulations to them. That's your Dirty on 30 Made How to Made by Derigo. Federal Credit Union credit card company is doing you dirty. You should take advantage of Derigo's 0% platinum credit card, DerigoFCU.com.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time,
Hot
man.
Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. 5 things you need to know.
More members of the Maine National Guard have now arrived at 16 healthcare facilities across the state as hospitalization numbers remain high. A total of 169 Guard members were deployed this week, joining the 202 members who have already been supporting the COVID-19 response in Maine. The Brunswick High School football team will be allowed to play this fall after successfully appealing their suspension. Brunswick High School will now be searching for a new varsity football coach for the fall season. We talked about the hazing incident where it went down. They canceled the season mid-season. They said that they were going to be suspended for 2 seasons. Now the kids are going to be allowed to play this coming fall. I feel like with everything that's going on in the world with this pandemic and high schools being restricted because of it, if they can play, let the kids play football.
Got to get them out there.
Brunswick's
get them out there.
All right. You enjoy that?
We're just going to let it, just going to plow right through that one.
Steve Shaw has withdrawn from the Maine Basketball Hall of Fame a week after he and his broadcast partner were fired by a Houlton radio station for making derogatory comments about girls basketball players during a live stream broadcast. The Maine Basketball Hall of Fame was not going to kick him out, but I feel like it became kind of a, to use your term, a sideshow, Joe, of what was going on, and he has decided to withdraw himself from the Maine Basketball Hall of Fame. Rule of thumb, and he might. Can always be a live mic.
Also, always a hot
or
mic.
Or just don't call people fat.
Also, if I ever change like my Instagram handle from News Pro Joe, I'm going to be Sideshow Joe. I just decided that.
Sideshow Joe.
Actually, sometimes when I go home on Fridays and Tucker will be like, how was your day? I'll be like, oh, well, News Pro Joe was in today. And he's like, you know, you can just say Joe. And I don't realize I'm doing it. I call you by your full handle.
My Instagram handle.
We did the morning show with News Pro Joe. He's like, you can say Joe, sweetie.
A lot of people follow me on Instagram and they only know me as the News Pro. Not really.
I would say you got a bigger Twitter than Instagram following.
Yeah. It's like way bigger.
Right. When did you come up with that name?
You know, when I was a news producer back in the day.
Did you give it to yourself or did someone call you that?
Well, somebody like called me that once and they were like,
write that down.
I was like, that's kind of like a good handle.
Is it pro as in like you're a pro or is it pro?
That's
like,
a hey.
Producer.
Short for producer.
You know what? That's a whole other segment, guys. Think about it for a while. And
backstory.
You know, yeah.
Did you know that Bar of Chocolate is a bar, but also because chocolate comes in bars?
Okay. I mean, we've got layers to this. I'm like an onion. You got to peel it away. Follow me on Instagram and you'll find out more.
Speaking of chocolate, Eminem's iconic characters have gotten a modern makeover. The redesign is focused on creating a sense of belonging and community, as well as spotlighting the characters' personalities rather than their gender. The most notable change here is the green Eminem will exchange the white-heeled go-go boots she was given in 1997 for cool, laid-back sneakers to reflect her effortless confidence.
Well, how about a little bit of inequality that I'm noticing right now? Green Eminem, no more boots. She's stripped. Brown Eminem still has on a sexy kitten heel. So what's up with that? That's not fair. You're pitting the girls against each other.
Why can't Green Eminem wear go-go boots?
I want her to.
They said that they were getting complaints that the Green Eminem was too sexualized for a cartoon character.
Who's complaining about that? I've only ever worshipped the Green Eminem, loved her. And I eat the green. When I pour them in my hand, I always eat the green ones first. Queen.
I think the bigger problem here is that they're cannibals.
Absolutely. They're eating each other.
The M&M's are eating each other in some of these commercials.
Nobody wants to talk about that. They're just going to give them new shoes.
Yeah. It doesn't stop from the fact that they're eating one another. Today is sweatpants day. Get comfy and put on your sweatpants. Happy National Sweatpants Day. We're a sad group today.
I got to ask a personal question. It might just be a me thing. You keep your sweatpants like forever and ever. You don't throw them away, right?
Well, until they're basically disintegrated and they return back to the earth.
I have disintegrated many of my sweatpants because I like to work out in sweatpants and I have like physically burned holes through the thighs and the butt of my sweatpants and I still keep them and wear them. They're just for around the house, but they literally have holes burned through them from like the heat of my thighs working out.
They're like assless chaps.
No,
the heat of my thighs.
It's a small hole, but like, I don't know. I might not, if I had to really go to the bathroom, I didn't have time to take my pants off. I could probably just use the hole that I burned through them.
I think my trick with just making them last longer is I don't work out. And so when I continue to not work out, they just, they last and last and
yeah,
last.
Yeah, something about sweatpants doesn't say workout attire to me. It sounds like I'm going to be eating, there's going to be a bowl of chips or a bag of chips on my stomach while I'm on.
I need a workout in
I
shorts.
I just don't like wearing leggings or tight clothes when I work out because then I get all sweaty and it's like, I don't want to peel leggings off my skin. I'd rather wear the sweatpants, but then the sweatpants have holes burned into them. So makes you think.
Mm. Yeah, personal choice. That is five things you need to know, made how to make.
Five things you need to know, and some stuff you probably really didn't need at the end there. But
let me there's everyone who has burned holes through their sweatpants in the thighs and or butt, we are a family.
Five things you need to know is made how to make by Gold Rush Pawn. See TJ and he'll help you turn the Christmas gifts you didn't want or need into cash. Gold Rush for the Good Life, Main Street in Sanford.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. Yeah,
every morning.
We talked about it a little bit during Dirty on the 30. Martha Stewart said she was dating Sir Anthony Hopkins, but broke up with him because she couldn't get the image of him being Hannibal Lecter out of her head.
So petty.
So petty of her.
Totally understandable.
So the question we want to know today is what, Tara?
You tell me.
What Ryan? Is...
I put her on the spot because Joe came up with the question.
I'll tell you.
You should have seen my eyes just bug out of my
She's
head.
She's like, dang, the what is it?
She,
what
you do it every day. I thought you were paying attention to the conversation.
No, because I thought we were doing a different topic and I'm still caught up on that one.
We'll talk about that later. But what is the pettiest reason that you would not date somebody? And I'll go. I'll tell you right now, it's bad breath. That's like petty, right? Because like you can brush your teeth and it can smell better. But if I'm on a date, like a first date, and you've got rank breath, I'm never getting past that moment.
Well, first of all, you don't show up to a date like that. Come on.
Well, I'm smelling breath as soon as I'm on the date. I'm like, meh. Let me smell it.
Well, that's a huge compliment.
And then the girl,
wife.
The girl's going to break up with you because she's like, he leaned in for like a weird smell on the first date.
I think he took like a breath sniff.
Yeah, it was very strange. Like we hugged.
I would never do that. But like if the breath is strong enough to like carry, and you know, there are some bad breath people out there. I just think that like I could never get past that because smell is like this crazy, like important sense, especially for me. Like it brings back memories. Smell like connects me to things, and like a bad smell triggers a bad memory.
They tick all the boxes, as Tara said earlier. They tick all the boxes for you. You could coach them along on the smell.
But it's like, why? You know what I mean? So many fish in the sea. Why coach up little stink breath? You know what I mean?
All right. What's the pettiest reason?
They have a dead tooth, okay? Maybe they don't have dental insurance.
That's the question again.
What is the pettiest reason you would not date somebody?
Okay.
I've done this before. If someone is too nice... I can't be with someone that's like, I don't know, a savior, like someone who's too sweet. Cause I'm sweet, but I'm not that sweet. And I need someone to like be
You're
on
sweet. When did that happen?
I'm sweet behind closed doors. And I need someone to like match my energy. You know, like I can't be with someone that everyone's like, oh, they're so nice. They're so amazing. Oh, they're doing all these great things. Like, what do you do? Like, I need someone that's on my level. That's nice. But every once in a while they make a little comment and you're like, oh, that was bad. That was mean. That was rude. That's why I love Tucker, because to everyone, he comes off as squeaky clean and the best guy ever. And everyone's like, oh, he's so great. He's so nice.
I was going to say, he's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy. But behind closed doors, honey, he says some of the rudest things you ever heard. And I need that. I need that balance.
Don't you out him like that.
But that's the whole thing, because everyone's like, I'm rude and you know I'm rude. But he's like so nice. Everyone's like, he's so nice.
So what you're saying is you need your partner to be mean. to not be a better person than you.
Well, I think he is a better person than me. I'm just saying.
Bar's low.
He knows how to throw out some insults when he needs to, okay? And I'm like, not bad.
What is the pettiest reason you wouldn't date someone? 207-807-1104. Answer that question. We'll put you in the running for a pair of tickets to see Wale. What is the pettiest reason you wouldn't date somebody?
What is it?
For me?
You haven't told us.
They can't have the same name as one of my family members.
Really?
I feel like that's creepy.
Yeah, especially, you're an only child, but if you had a sibling.
Like how,
like can't have my mom's name, can't have any of my aunt's names.
I know people who have like a guy's sister's name. This is just a complete example. So if it's actually someone I know, I'm sorry. If a guy has a sister named Sarah and he starts dating a Sarah, like that's weird.
That's creepy.
That's weird.
Yeah.
But I know people who do it because it's like they like that person. It's like, oh, that's unfortunate.
I don't think that I would. There's not like I wouldn't get over that roadblock in order to get to know that person.
I know.
In a romantic way. We could be friends.
I know a couple that have the same name.
Oh,
Would you date somebody with the same name?
Yeah, that's different.
I would definitely date a Ryan. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are definitely like female Ryans. I've met female Ryans.
Yeah.
Would you date a Ryan?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
You would.
I'm fine with that.
I'm cool with that too, actually.
I love myself.
Me too.
What is the pettiest reason you
wouldn't? Tara's eyes just rolled back in her head and they might never come back.
You wouldn't. You wouldn't date someone.
Well, I'm still thinking about the fact that I don't think I described mine good enough. Like,
we'll take another shot at it later.
I couldn't date someone that's like when you come home from a long day and you're just like complaining and you're venting about something that happened and they're like, I don't know. They try to be a better person and be like, well, you don't know. You don't know what everyone, what they're going through. It's like, oh, shut the hell up. Like, I could not date someone like that. I can't date someone who's too nice.
You need a real jerk.
I need a realist.
A real jerk.
All right. We get what you're saying. Okay, we're on your page. Chantel and Sacco, tell us the pettiest reason you wouldn't date someone.
If they have like multiple baby mamas or multiple ex-wives.
Oh, I think that's understandable. Come on.
You ever been on a date with someone and they're like, yeah, I got like four kids, four different baby mamas. I'm like, nah, I'm not here for the drama.
Well, it shows that they don't really know how to commit.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually a good red flag.
Yeah, so that's my reason.
Maybe that person just had really terrible taste in significant others and you're the one that they've been looking for and you guys will connect.
Or maybe not.
Okay. Anyways.
I'm just trying to take the other side here.
The next one.
Ashley from Lymington, what's the pettiest reason you wouldn't date someone?
It's actually happened before. Someone who had excessive earwax that was noticeable.
Oh, it's so good.
What?
Because it's so petty and gross.
Did you say anything? Were you like, hey, you ever heard of a Q-tip?
I was dating the person. I was really young in middle school, and I just broke up with them because I was disgusted.
Oh, you broke up with earwax, kid.
Funny thing is, he thinks that you guys are still dating because he never heard you when you broke up with him because of all the earwax.
All right.
That's phenomenal. I think it's pretty petty because we're not supposed to really clean our ears.
I know. That's so annoying. Like, doctors are always like, don't stick a Q-tip in there. And it's like, well, what am I supposed to do here?
I get a lot of Instagram ads for like this thing that's like a hook and you stick in your ear and you clean it out and it's got a camera on it and then you can see on your phone your inside of your ear as you clean it out.
You should absolutely not buy that.
Am I the only one that gets those targeted ads? Why am I getting those ads?
You're gonna burst your eardrum.
You get some funky ears, man.
You said that those candle earwax things, that's a scam?
I've heard it's a scam. If you open up the cone, there's already wax in it.
So that's not wax from your ear. Yeah. That's like prepackaged wax.
That's what I've seen.
Wow, that is a scam. Tasha from Lisbon, what's the pettiest reason you won't date someone?
The shape of their head.
What? Like, give an example. What shapes do you avoid?
The little peanut-shaped heads. I just can't.
What? Like a narrow head?
Yeah, a little peanut-headed
dude. No, like a peanut head. Like from the Proud Family, those little peanut things.
Oh, my God.
I just can't do it.
You heard it.
I don't know if I've ever seen a human being with a head like that.
I mean, there's some...
I have a few times, and I just can't.
She's like, oh, I attract them. Trust me, they're out there.
Little peanut-headed guys out there.
They're everywhere, so beware.
They're everywhere.
Beware of the peanut head.
What is your preferred head shape? Yeah,
just like a nice little roundish block, kind of.
A roundish block.
A nice little roundish block.
Like a pit bull, but like has some structure.
Yeah, a nice jawline.
Right, yes.
All right, shape of the head, pettiest reason you won't date someone. That's definitely petty.
I have to tell you a story. One time, my best friend told me out of the blue that my head was shaped like a PT Cruiser, and now I will never be able to unsee it.
Now I can't unsee it.
Do you see it?
This is the worst thing ever.
It's like normal, and then it goes up a little bit like a PT Cruiser.
Well, I stare at you face.
Yeah, look at me from the
face
side.
To face, side profile.
It's horrifying.
I see it.
And I asked some random guy. I took a photo of myself at a wedding, and I was at a table with this guy I didn't know.
It's a great icebreaker.
And I said, can I ask you a question? In this photo, is my head shaped like a PT Cruiser? And he said, yes.
I know.
And I said, well, I appreciate the honesty.
You're still a great girl with
it. And then I posted it on my story, and I said, some guy at my table just said my head was shaped like a PT Cruiser.
Your awesome personality that we love.
The personality distracts people, but if you tell me, hey, look at that over there, they're like, ooh.
I don't even care at all that your head is designed like the worst shaped car of all time. It doesn't even bother me.
Rachel and Kennebunk, what's the pettiest reason you won't date someone?
Teeth. Have to have a nice teeth, a good smile. And if it's on Tinder and there are no open smile, like teeth pics,
I will not wipe right.
Do they need to be like perfectly straight, or like what if they have like really healthy teeth, but like just like one tooth that's like a little wonky?
It has to be nice, and it has like the bite. Like they have to have a decent bite, like no underbite, no overbite, no jaggedy weird.
I think I'm out.
Janky teeth.
Are you a dentist?
No.
Oh, all right, I don't know.
Maybe a perfectionist.
You just really like just a nice set of chompers.
I just like nice teeth. I gotta have nice teeth, nice smile.
So basically, you wouldn't date me, Joe, or Ryan.
I mean, my teeth are like.
I don't know what kind of teeth you guys have.
Wow, you're just throwing us all under the bus with
Kyle.
You?
I mean.
Oh, actually, you do have pretty straight teeth.
I had like crazy straight teeth.
Your bottom teeth are a little crowded. I obviously have gaps.
My one tooth moved like a little bit after I got my my braces off, like right here.
Well, you wear that damn retainer.
I was supposed to, and I didn't. But other than that, like, I've got a pretty healthy set of chompers, and I've only ever had one cavity.
Mine are healthy too, but they're all spaced out, and I have an overbite.
As a kid.
Spacing's great because it's like, you don't even have to floss that much.
I got like pointy teeth right here, and I thought as a kid that I was a vampire, and I like cried for a whole day until like my mom had to explain to me vampires
weren't real.
Why? Because
you watched The Little Vampire?
Because these pointy teeth came in after I lost them, and I was like, oh my god, I'm a vampire.
I liked that.
Anyways,
I was proud of my pointy teeth.
Are you trying to go see Wale next week?
Sure.
Let's make this happen. We're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets to Wale at the House of Blues in Boston on Tuesday of next week. You're in there. Congrats.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Ticket giveaway is made hot in Maine by the House of Hash in South Portland, Maine's largest selection of hash and concentrate. Save the date for Hash Bash 2, Saturday, July 9th. Visit hashbash.me for more info. Congratulations. You're going to the show. Woo woo.
Thank you.
You are having trouble describing your answer. We're asking, what is the pettiest reason you won't date somebody? We got a text and they said, what Tara is trying to describe is toxic positivity.
Yes, totally. I couldn't figure out the wording. I knew it was something. I just didn't know what.
They're so positive, it's toxic in the relationship.
Too positive.
Yes.
It's too positive.
It's too positive. Like, you can be a little negative sometimes.
Also, somebody texted in and they said they would like to see a split screen of your side profile in a PT Cruiser. So they could judge if your head looks like a PT Cruiser.
I mean, well, if you,
doesn't like really.
I don't know. There's probably not a lot of pictures on my Instagram of it. Now that I've discovered this, you'll probably never see me post a side profile, but maybe I'll message them privately.
We also got a couple other answers on the text. Somebody said a laugh, and I can actually get behind that. If they have a really.
It's a good petty reason.
A really I've
been told that my laugh is really annoying, and I'm like, okay.
No, I don't think it's
heard worse.
I don't think it's that bad. It doesn't stick out in my memory, so that's why I don't think it's that bad.
Like, guys would be like, shh.
Yeah, we laugh a lot in here, and I never leave thinking, that laugh.
That laugh.
That laugh.
And then one more on the text. This person said if they're unable to grow facial hair.
No, that, oh, come on.
Needs facial hair into the beard. I have a patch right here that I can never grow.
Yeah, I have a. My beard is so perfect that it's like unbelievably perfect. So look at it.
So unbelievably perfect.
I'd grow it out a little longer if I was you.
I usually do. I had to bring it down a little bit. And actually, I got to like trim my neck.
I've never actually like stared at you for longer than 3 seconds. And you have a little salt and pepper going on.
You think?
But do you have?
Oh, I got a lot of salt and pepper going on.
Well, the lights are dim in here. Is it on your head too?
I like that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got salt and pepper everywhere.
Oh, I can see some right here.
Saw salt and pepper.
You didn't see his 10-year challenge?
That's the vibe.
You didn't see my 10-year challenge?
Your 10-year challenge was George Clooney.
Yeah, he had the salt and pepper going on.
Wait, that wasn't a picture of me? Wow, wow.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
You're somebody who cares about your skincare routine.
Yeah.
Do you know about this new wave? The Oscar Mayer baloney-inspired face mask?
Ew. Oh.
It sold out in less than one day after its Amazon release.
That's gross.
Like a greasy little face mask?
They didn't just slap a cold piece of baloney into a bag. The company paired with a Korean skincare company to create a mask that, quote, promotes skin elasticity and improves hydration and moisture retention. And the company says the mask is a fun twist on self-care. CNN called the mask a homage to those oddball kids in school who would bite out eyes and a mouth on a bologna slice and put it on their face. Remember the kids who would do that?
Oh boy. Yeah, I remember those
Hairy
kids.
Looking.
There's a picture.
Little Hannibal Lecters.
Yeah, they were like, they were wearing the skin masks. There's a picture of a lady trying on the mask and it literally looks like the
you
bologna.
You want free, good, at-home skincare that's outside the box thinking? Whip up some Kraft macaroni and cheese. Just smother that all over your face like war paint.
Ew.
Give you that tip.
just came up with it right here. Right here live on the radio.
Also, don't get confused, though. Don't get sick. Don't eat this mask. It's not actually a piece of bologna. It just looks like a piece of bologna. So there's a warning on the box that says do not eat bologna masks.
Smell like bologna?
No, I don't think it smells like bologna. Although they should.
Well, if it smells delicious, then you might try to eat it.
All right. Well, now I'm warming up to this idea. If it doesn't smell like bologna and it isn't actually bologna and it's stuff that's good for your skin, it's fun.
It all just sounds like bologna if it's not bologna.
It's something that you would get in your Easter basket. It's like a fun gift. It's a fun trinket.
If bologna beauty is your thing, Oscar Mayer says the mask will be restocked on Amazon very soon. I'm trying to find a picture here of it to show you the bologna mask.
So I'm looking at it.
Oh, you're looking at it?
Yeah, of course.
Ryan, we know how to use the Googles. You know, we're big kids now.
The Google.